Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. I'm Trinity, joined as always by lead analyst Neo, and we are dissecting the Zcash network metrics for December 4th, 2025, with a particular focus on how today's data compares to yesterday's movements. Neo, we saw some interesting shifts, particularly on the privacy side. What immediately stands out?
Good to be back, Trinity. The primary positive shift is the uptick in privacy usage. Yesterday, the percentage of shielded transactions hovered around 2.62%. Today, that metric jumped to 4.10%, driven by 203 shielded transactions, up significantly from 146 yesterday. This is a meaningful step toward deeper network adoption of the shielded pool.
That's a strong percentage gain, but looking at the total privacy flow, we are still seeing net deshielding, albeit less aggressive than the previous day. We had 2,735 ZEC shielded versus 3,004 ZEC deshielded, resulting in a net outflow of roughly 268 ZEC.
Exactly. The trend remains an externalization of ZEC from the shielded pool, which often precedes external trading or consolidation. However, the deceleration of that outflow from almost 394 ZEC yesterday to 268 ZEC today suggests that while funds are still moving out, the rate of new funds entering the pool has increased substantially. We should also note the quality of these shielded movements. The mean absolute shielded value delta rose from 20 ZEC to 28.28 ZEC, indicating that the average value being shielded in these 203 transactions is larger than the previous day's activity.
So users are not only shielding more frequently, but they are also moving larger sums into the pool on average. This points toward potential institutional or sophisticated user behavior starting to leverage privacy for more substantial operations rather than just small retail transactions.
That inference aligns with the overall volume metrics. While shielded usage improved, let's pivot to overall throughput. We saw a considerable increase in monetary value transferred. Total ZEC transferred was 1.49 million today, up from 1.23 million yesterday. The corresponding USD value transferred exploded, hitting over $504 million compared to $386 million yesterday. This strongly suggests a significant uplift in ZEC's underlying market price between the two observation periods, magnifying the volume figures.
That price component is critical context. However, when we look at the composition of transactions, particularly the activity of large players, we see a slowdown. Our whale transaction category, representing the largest size movements, dropped substantially from 1,091 transactions yesterday to 783 today. That's a 28% decrease in the number of these massive movements.
This introduces a fascinating dichotomy. We had a large reduction in whale transaction count, but a significant increase in total ZEC value transferred. This implies that while fewer unique whale movements occurred, the ones that did execute were astronomically large, maximizing the utilization of available liquidity in a more concentrated manner. The number of unique active addresses also confirms this contraction in breadth, falling from 5,811 to just under 5,000 today. The network was used less broadly, but far more intensely.
Intensification often brings us to anomalies, Neo, and there is a glaring, unmistakable anomaly in today's fee structure. The median transaction fee remains negligible at 4 cents, which is typical for Zcash, but the maximum transaction fee skyrocketed to over $723,000. This is massive, almost doubling yesterday's already high maximum fee of $328,000.
That is the definitive anomaly of the day. A maximum fee of $723,054 for a single transaction is not just an arbitrary spike. It represents either a severe miscalculation, a massive dust consolidation event under high urgency, or an error in a bespoke transaction execution mechanism. When we see fees this high, we must flag it. It warps the average transaction fee, pushing it to $637, making the network appear highly expensive, which the median fee absolutely contradicts. This skew confirms a single outlier is dominating the dataset. We need to monitor future blocks to see if this represents a new ceiling for anomalous fee spikes.
So, summarizing the network health, We have an improving trend in privacy adoption, indicated by the 4.1% shielded transaction percentage and larger shielded values. We have a reduction in the sheer count of whale activity, but increased total value throughput, likely tied to a higher spot price. And critically, we have a significant fee anomaly that merits investigation, indicating one or two highly specialized or erroneous transactions are driving the extreme maximum fee.
Precisely. The network maintains high resilience, but today's data speaks to specialized high-value utilization concentrated among fewer actors, moving larger average amounts, and showing a stronger commitment to leveraging Zcash's native privacy features. The key takeaway remains the jump in shielded transaction percentage. That's the metric confirming ongoing core utility adoption.
Excellent analysis, Neo. It's clear the privacy narrative is gaining traction, even as the network experiences highly concentrated volume events. That wraps up our deep dive into the Zcash metrics for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Zcast podcast. We will be back tomorrow to track these trends and anomalies.
Until then.